Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here, and you are in for a treat today. We've got a fun program with Mike Bino of Our Wisconsin Magazine. We're going to talk about the June-July issue of the magazine, but he's also always on the lookout for stories that might come from your neck of the woods here in the state. And I hope you'll join in as we talk with him down the road. But we are also in our Wisconsin Public Radio June One Day Member Drive. That's always an ambitious plan. We try to raise an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. And I know you may appreciate that. I know Jill Nadeau appreciates it. She's got a big smile on her face. She's here to help. And you know, every gift really makes a difference.
It absolutely does. Listener support, of course, is the largest source of funding for the WPR programs that you all listen to. So donate now. You'll help make the one-day drive a success, meaning more of the news, conversations, and entertainment that you value. It's a wonderful time to give, WPR.org, or you can call 888-202-2552.
You know, this morning I went online to our Donate Now section.
Uh-huh. And
it is simple.
Oh, it's
easy to do.
Oh, you know, like years ago, it would be like, oh gosh, this is so terrible. One, two, three.
Name.
Yep.
Contact information, amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay. That's it.
If you're like me, it's pre-programmed into your computer, which I know, you know, whatever. But so it's even simpler. So, yeah, it just takes a few minutes. Those few minutes fund your daily listening. Let's face it, your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are a public radio station, a public radio network, and that means it's listener supported.
Absolutely. And while we do appreciate, of course, all of our funding streams, listener support is the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR. So your contribution of any amount, it really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I have some TV streaming. I have a couple of those. I've got
a couple, Larry.
I've got a few, and I get a couple of magazines. So one's monthly, one's a couple times, one's once a week, one's once a month. And I'm asking you, as you think about what you're going to pay to Wisconsin Public Radio, to think about WPR usage the same way you might think about those TV streaming costs or those movie costs. You're tuned in every day for the information and entertainment. That's one way to think about
it. That's right. And you know what? When's the last time Netflix gave you a tote bag? Right?
Not once did I get one from
them.
They
don't appreciate you. If you've never given before, start with a gift of maybe $10 or $20 a month, just like one of those streaming services, and maybe even a better deal than one of those. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio's budget year is coming to an end. It's an important time to close out this year successfully and start the next one strong. Why is the WPR budget important?
Brady Carlson,
Evan Casey,
Kate Archer Kent, Rob
Ferret, Larry Mueller, Joe Schultz,
Hope Kerwin, Rich Kramer,
Alex Crow.
WPR is news and information by and for the people of Wisconsin. Here's how to make it possible.
Get noise.
No Jill, no Lee. We didn't hear your voices. For
what the heck?
Yeah.
We'll get your voice in there next time around.
Please, now, as you listen to us talk, give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller and Jill Nadeau with you right now. And listener support's our biggest source of funding. We keep saying that, but that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really does have an important impact.
It does. Well, let's just break some of those numbers down. Would you be willing to pay just 15 cents a day for your WPR listening? sounds pretty doable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you look at it, that runs out to a gift of about $5 a month. So there you go.
15 cents. Well, I'd make it 30. If you make it 30 cents, then you're $10 a month.
Wow. Did you do that in your head?
I did.
Dang, you're multi-talented, Larry.
Well, and what about 25 cents?
That's even better. A quarter a day.
A quarter a day. That's $8 a month.
Yeah.
And your gift, any amount really helps. And when you give monthly, of course, it's easier on the budget. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you've already made an annual contribution or you make ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, well, thank you so much. You are the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, you can join tens of thousands of dedicated WPR members when you donate. And again, that number, the place to do it is at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And great things come together in our summer bundle. Two cozies and one tote bag, both featuring our very popular WPR headphone-wearing badger. A trip to the park, hanging with friends. This combo is perfect for your outings. And again, I said cozy, not koozie, because that's wrong, people.
It's a koozie.
No, it's not. Ask for your summer bundle when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you can become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. There's convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Sandy in Bailey's Harbor says, I appreciate the expanded airtime for Larry Mueller. Well, thank you, Sandy.
Sandy, thank you so much. What about you? Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you very much for your help along these lines. And thanks for listening. You're going to enjoy the next, what is it, hour and 45 minutes?
About that,
as we talk with Mike Bino. I get such a kick out of reading the magazine Our Wisconsin. And as we talk with Mike today, I hope you'll join in. Tell us what your neighbors are up to this summer. Maybe you've got a heartwarming story from your community you want to tell Mike about. It's easy to do. Love to hear from you. Join in at 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Mike Bino, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Larry. It's always great to be here. Talk to you, talk to Jill, talk to your listeners, and I hope a lot of those listeners call in today, not only talk about our Wisconsin magazine, but to give a boost to public radio. This is deserving. And I love being part of it.
Thank you so much for doing this, Mike. It's such a pleasure. I sat down and I just, as I often do, I just go through the whole magazine.
I do too.
I start at the beginning and I just read through it, and I'm always amazed at the cool things, the different things, and the fun things a lot of times, but the amount of brain power that goes into some of these things. Sometimes it's by chance, but oftentimes people are just sort of ingenious, and they love Wisconsin.
Right.
And it's so much fun to read about it, Mike.
Well, my friends and family in Michigan are all hooked too, Mike, just as an FYI.
Yeah. Well, let's just do this right off the bat. Tell us, I mean, there are people listening who may not know about our Wisconsin magazine. So tell us about the magazine and maybe how they can get involved with it.
Well, thanks for that, Larry. Thanks, Jill. Our Wisconsin magazine, it was launched off a kitchen table in 2013, back when I had been retired for a while and had chopped way too much firewood. Still had enough fingers on my hands that I could type, and we launched it, and it. There seemed to be a need for it. I think I've said here before, I used to fish 30 times in a winter, and through about 10 years, I think I went fishing once. But that's all right, because the magazine is by Wisconsinites about the place they love the most. And we threw it out there. You want to share your story? You want to share your photos to just regular people out there, neighbors across Wisconsin? And, for 13 years now, they've come across, and it's hard to believe we've done something like 78 issues of this now. But the idea is this. It's a place where people can come, a community of people, and share their stories about what it is about their corner of Wisconsin that makes it truly the best place to live. The cover of the magazine says, Our Wisconsin, that's a place, but it's really about the people of Wisconsin, and they share from their hearts the stories that fill this magazine, and it's always something worth sharing. Somebody sits down, they're going to put some time into it in a letter to us. A simple letter is all it takes, and the stories flow in. We're kind of a receiving and distribution station here. We sand the corners off a little bit, help them tell the story, send it out there, and we do pay for some of these stories, but mostly it's a pecan pie from the Amish people, our Amish diarists who are in every issue in Cecil, Wisconsin, and it's a formula that seems to work.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, wonderful formula, and those pies are really good.
Yes, they
they are.
Are
very, very, and it feels like they weigh like 20 pounds.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh, they're great. Diane and Mercer wants to join in. Let's go there. Diane, hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk about August 2nd in Mercer. We are going to have our first bike fest and loon ride starting in Mercer Carroll Park. People that want to ride can ride our different courses, 7, 24, and 50 miles. Or we're going to have a festival with music by Bretton Fisk and foods and beverages and raffles and awesome stuff going on.
August 2nd, did you say, Diane?
Yes, August 2nd.
Did you say moon ride, like M-O-O-N? Is this at night?
The moon capital.
Loon.
Oh, loon. Okay, that makes more
sense.
Loon. That's
the
loon
capital.
The loon.
Diane, thank you very much for calling. Yeah, this kind of thing gets discussed from time to time in our Wisconsin. And it reminded me of a story in the magazine, the latest issue. It's Let's Hit the Road, where you got a married couple, Julie and Gary, who kind of explore the state on a bike sometimes.
That's right, on a bike. Julie and Gary Gilkey. Diane from Mercer, Larry, do you know the name of the loon mascot standing in the middle, maybe Jill, standing in the middle of town? It's a fiberglass loon.
In Mercer.
No clue.
It's named after a song.
Oh.
It's a she.
Oh, Mercy?
Claire de Lune.
Oh, Claire de Lune.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Claire the Loon. Thank you for sharing that.
So, Diane, there's always stuff going on in Mercer. Carroll Park, as she mentions, got a beautiful beach. It is on the bike trail, which you can get on in Mercer, and you can ride 61 miles at least of paved trail with all the way down to heading towards St. Germain. And they're expanding the trail every year. The bike riding on there is phenomenal. So it doesn't surprise me that they have this new bike fest. They have Loop and June Fest. You can ride past the flowers with your bike. So, always active in Mercer.
Well, let's go to Let's Hit the Road. It's a fun column, and you got a married couple, Julie and Gary. They explore the state, and this time they went to Dunn County. And I think they went to Crystal Cave. Right,
so much, so much to do. It was amazing.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. Julie Gilkey, who's our managing editor, she's a lady who worked at in the newsroom in Appleton at the Post Crescent for many years, and she's come aboard a couple of years ago, and now she's the reason I can go fishing maybe once a year. But she and her husband, Gary, have done this travelogue for us, and it's really taken off. What they do is they go to a county or a couple of counties around the state and get out there and dig and find the hidden gems, the back roads kind of stuff that maybe you've heard about or maybe you haven't. And they tell you where to go, what to do, what's fun, what's cool. And, yeah, they bring their bikes along once in a while. And the five-page installment that Larry's just told us about was their trip to Dunn in Pierce Counties in northwest Wisconsin. My brother-in-law is a farm boy from Spring Valley, and he said, why don't you ever do anything from over there? Well, here you are. At Crystal Cave in Pierce County is one of the places they stopped, and it's the longest cave in Wisconsin, a mile long. It was discovered by some farm boys who chased a woodchuck down a hole in 1942. That's true. Limestone caves. And it's now set up to where you can take an hour, one hour guided walking tour through there and become a spelunker. They've also got they've got some stuff. Terrestrial stuff, too, the Adventure Park and a mini golf and gem panning. But the geology is what's really cool. They have Crystal Cave is named after the small druzy crystals that are in the wall, which give it a shimmering look if you ever turn on a light down there. And there are some on the tours that they give. Eric McMaster is the one who leads them. So you've got that, but also right down the road, not far away, is the Midwest's largest earthen dam, which was completed in 1968, because in 1942, a flood came down into the coulees off the ridges there and wiped out the town of Spring Valley. My brother-in-law's father recalled being up on the barn roof. Well, they rather than move the whole town like they did with Gay's Mills, they just built this gigantic dam. Now they've got Lake George, 139 acres. That's a neat thing to see.
Lots going on there.
For sure. Lots
going on. There's lots going on all over the state. I can tell you what's going on right here at Wisconsin Public Radio. It's our one-day member drive. And Jill Nadeau is waving frantically at me to say something about it, so I'm going to do it. And, you know, all kidding aside, your support, it's really important. It powers the news, the conversations, the entertainment that you count on.
It certainly does. That's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it, which makes sense.
And now's an exciting time to give. You'll help us raise an entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day. So I think a lot of people like that concept, a one-day
Yes, they do. I've heard good things about that concept.
I have as well. Give right now. Help us out. Let's make this one-day drive a success at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
And you may be wondering, why now? Well, our new budget year begins on July 1st. And with this member drive, we're aiming to start the year in a solid financial shape with resources to serve you and your community with the essential services that you count on. Thank you for helping with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
One of the fun things about listening to WPR is you're going to learn something new every darn time
you listen. Sure.
It might be the news of the day, might be a personal anecdote, history, pop culture. Here we just learned a little about Crystal Cave. We're going to hear more about Our Wisconsin magazine. There's always something of interest.
You know, I think Our Wisconsin magazine is kind of like the print version of our show, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of got the same kind of elements. And listening to WPR reminds you that life is fascinating and learning makes life richer. So that engagement you feel when you listen, that's worth your support. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have more than 26,000 WPR members who are proud sustainers. So 26,000 folks do this on a sustaining basis. That means they make ongoing monthly gifts to WPR.
That's right. And you can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs that you care about. Just become a sustainer. Choose an amount, say $10 or $20 a month maybe, and set it up to be ongoing. It's easy to do. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Want to enjoy a picnic, including a cold beverage, with a friend? The WPR Summer Bundle is here for you. One high-quality canvas WPR Badger tote bag and two WPR Badger koozies are accessories for your summer outings. Show your WPR pride with this handsome summer bundle when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mealer with Jill Nadeau, and your support makes the shows like this one possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, is the right amount.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before, we would love you to join, especially this drive. We have other ways of contacting our current members, but the best way we have to contact you, the listener who hasn't given yet, is through these drives.
And if you've been listening for a long time, why not give right now?
Why not?
Why not do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We have some great new items for your upcoming plans for the summer. We've got a summer bundle, which
yes.
I am going to spend the money and get the summer bundle. Let's put it right now.
I will too, Larry, only if you call them cozies and not koozies.
No, I'm going to call them koozies.
Well, we've got some history in that, and I just want to talk about it at some point. Anyway, if you're a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support at WPR by maybe $5 or $10 a month, whatever you choose, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Like Dave in Plover says, the balanced and varied programming is intellectually stimulating and locally relevant, especially the Larry Mealer Show. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Talking today with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. They have the June, July issue out. It's a dandy. And talking about some of the things that you're going to find in the issue, but also looking forward to hearing from you if maybe you've got a story you want to tell, or maybe you want a suggestion to give to Mike about a future story. Give a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, email to talk at WPR.org. Plenty of things to talk about in the issues. One that really stuck with me, Mike, was the water ski show.
I was trying to come up with
a proper word for it. Water ski show. And because the reason I was pausing there, because it's of course, it's about water skiing, but really it's about those sparkling costumes for these events. And Kate Drager, what a gal.
Yeah, you're right. She is something. She's lives in Lac du Flambeau. She's around 30 years old, and she's deeply, deeply into the sport of water skiing, competitive water skiing through the show that she's in. That's the Plum Lake, the Plum Skeeters of Saner near Plum Lake. Kate, she's well known around the state, I guess, and I didn't know any of this until we got the idea for this story. But Wisconsin, it turns out, is the water ski show capital of the world. We've got more water ski shows than anywhere else, 28 teams throughout the state. And these are mostly for free. They're community groups. The Skeeters have been around, I believe, for about 60 years. Kate has, at age 30, has been in them 22 consecutive seasons. And as she puts it, Yeah, it's a 65-year-old club. As she puts it, around the state, it's kind of one big family. They all seem to know each other. Well, she got the idea with that maybe she could start a little business because she made her own Lycra water ski costumes. And they're colorful and they're, you know, all part of the show. Sometimes they're characters, sometimes they're all matching, all that kind of thing. And she started putting these costumes together. So far, she's made 6,177 costumes, water ski show costumes and counting, sewn by herself in her basement. She's up to 6 sewing machines now. And it all began when a friend of hers with the Shawna Water Ski Show asked if she'd make some costumes to outfit their teams. Well, their team. So far, she's working with teams like the Webfooters in Fremont, Twin Bridge in Crivitz, the Beaverland Muskies in Beaver Dam, and she's got customers all across the Midwest. And she's learned things like don't put all kinds of tiny little sparkles on them, just stuff they can see from shore. And she's learned not to put colors in that will run, at least on top, maybe down near the bottoms. And she works all wintertime supplying these costumes for people all over the Midwest. And I guess we really need to say, we got to put a shout out here for the next state championship, don't we? It's happening July 17th through 20th, 2025, at Red Sands Beach in Wisconsin Rapids. That's where they have it every year. That's where the roots of this water ski show championship stuff happens. But Kate is the outfitter for just about all of them.
That's awesome. I love it.
And we've had a number of national champion teams as well over the years, if I'm not mistaken, Mike. So that is pretty cool. I am trying to figure out a day when I can go to the state fair. I used to go to the state fair and broadcast from the state fair every day, which was really a lot of fun. I loved it. And I don't get over there as much now, but I can tell you one place that I have stopped many a time, and that's at the New Berlin Lions Club Corn Roast.
Everybody does.
Since 1959. Yes, this is an example of, this is an excellent example. Thanks for bringing it up. Not only is it seasonal, but it's an excellent example of a story that just came in out of nowhere. We got a letter from Jay Clark of Genesee, and he started telling us a story about a job that he did as a teenager, picking corn to supply the Lions Club, the New Berlin Lions Club corn roast stand at State Fair. And let me tell you, that's a lot of corn. So his grandfather owned a farm, some farmland in Waterford in Racine County. And when Grandpa went out of farming, he still had the tillable land, he had the fields, and a neighbor named Bill Schrank decided, who was a little entrepreneurial, decided he'd rent some of that land and grow some crops. He was a farmer, dairyman, seed corn dealer. So he planted a corn crop. And then he, this was when Jay got the word from his parents, "You're going to pick corn this summer, son," the teenager. "Yeah, okay." But back then, in the 70s, they didn't have these super sweet varieties of corn, you know, the synergistic hybrids. They were growing heirloom corn, and that can lose its sweetness a little bit quick if it's not handled properly. That means these teenagers got to get up at dawn, and that's pretty early in the summertime, get out there in a group, and Bill Schrank would take them with his on a hay wagon with his little tractor, get them out there, and send them down the rows picking because they had to have enough for an entire day's worth of Lions Club corn at State Fair. And they would get the burlap bags, and they would make sure they would wet them down, and they would get them loaded up on the hay wagon. take several hours to do it, bring it in, I'll keep it in the shade, and get it back so that the pickup truck heading for the corn stand would have fresh stuff. Now, they always had a dollar wager to guess how many ears they picked, and Aunt Debbie always won, and it took the kids a while to figure out. She knew about how many cobs could go in a ears would go in a bag. She knew how many bags were loaded on the truck because she's counting them. And these kids are taking wild guesses. This dear old lady, she knew a thing or two about math. And I think she's still living out on that farm. But anyway, a neat story about a teenager and his job. And it has a little postscript here. Because we just got a letter in, and this is the June-July issue, we just got a letter in from Deanna Cook of New Berlin. She's in the Lions Club, and she says, "My goodness, were we thrilled to see that story. We want to invite Jay Clark to have a free ear of corn and get a free Lions T-shirt if you'll only put us in touch with him. And Jay's on his way. State Fair is July 31st to August 10th. Go get some corn."
I love that story. Oh my gosh. Well, it's one of the cool stories, you know, and as you say, these are, in this case, this is just somebody who's a reader who writes this story and sends it to you. Is that how it works? Pretty much, isn't it?
Yes, it's... If we're doing this job right here, we are readers more than we are writers. And we continually prompt people with ideas and say, share your story, much like you do on Wisconsin Public Radio, share your story, and in come the letters. But what I've learned over the years, and that's the fun part of this job, it's a little like Christmas. Every time you open the mail, it's something... Yeah, surprise comes out at you. And they respond, and they come with neat stories. But what we've learned is the neatly typed things that are written to kind of be like a professional manuscript, those aren't as rich as the handwritten stuff, sometimes in wobbly script. Here's my job I had as a teenager. Tell us a little more about that. And we will talk to him on the phone a little bit, fill in the questions, and like I said, maybe sand off a couple rough edges or two, help them tell their story. And what's the best part about that is it's honest and it's real, and it came from somebody who just wanted to share.
Yeah. Mike Beano, our guest today, and I love the concept, and it's obviously working really well for our Wisconsin, and as a result, the rest of us here in Wisconsin. And during our I think it's kind of fun to talk about this during our one-day member drive. You know, it's Wisconsin-centered. It's a Wisconsin stories, basically. And today, during our drive, by the way, it's the only time we'll be asking for your support this day during the drive. We hope that you will join us in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
Because that means you'll get more of shows like this. Your favorite programming also means we need to raise an entire drive's worth of donations in just one day. So your gift now is really important. Make the one-day drive a success when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Like every nonprofit, WPR has a budget year. A new year begins for us on July 1st, and that's why your gift today is so important. It gets us ready to carry out our mission of service to you and your community today and hopefully for years to come. And thanks a lot for your gift. Any amount right now at WPR.org. Or at 888-202-2552.
And we just heard Mike talking about this great story about the New Berlin Lions corn stand at the State Fair. I think anybody who's been to the State Fair for the last, 60-some years?
59, I think they started.
Yeah, you've probably gotten corn from that place. And it's really nice to put that personal look at it, you know, that personal slant. That's the kind of stuff that we do here at WPR.
WPR is listener supported, and that means, you know, your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. It makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And if you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio, that's right, I'm talking to you, because you don't think that you can give enough to make a difference, well, think again. It's gifts from tens of thousands of people combined together that make WPR programs possible.
Many first-time donors, they give 10 or 20 bucks a month for their WPR listening. You decide the amount that works for you, and then join this team effort with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
David, thank you very much. What about you? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our one-day drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community. Thanks to your support.
That's right. Now, think about the things that we spend money on, maybe on a daily basis even, but it's like if it's coffee or a snack or what have you, or things that we just don't even think about but then mean nothing. This means something.
Yeah. Maybe a dollar a day is just right for you. That's probably less than other daily treats that you get. Sign up right now with that gift of $30 a month at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and support the programs you count on.
That's right. And great things come together with our summer bundle. It's two cozies and one tote bag, both featuring our popular WPR headphone-wearing badger. So take a trip to the park or hang out with friends around the grill. This combo is perfect for those items. So ask for your summer bundle when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I can just imagine myself with that koozie. I've got two koozies, and I've got that tote bag, and I'm wearing a WPR T-shirt and a cap, mm-hmm. and I also have my WPR socks on.
That's right. And someone will come up to you and say, "Do you work here?" You can say, "Larry." No.
We don't have WPR shorts.
Oh no, we do not. That's probably something we won't go into, but you know.
Well, it's something to think about anyway. Oh, my gosh. That summer bundle's great, and I am going to sign up for that after the show, by the way. And I'm going to get – I've got friends that I golf with, and I'm giving each one of them
– Oh, nice.
Koozie.
Koozie.
That koozie okay. will look really
koozie
good.
Koozie is
on
a
their...
brand name. Okay. Koozie is a brand name like Kleenex.
That's
okay.
Because they.
It's a koozie cozy.
It's the proper way to pronounce
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's a koozie cozy. I want people to vote. Michelle Good just came by and said she's on with me, Team Cozy. So if you're with Team Cozy, let me know.
Yeah. I saw her looking through the window with a big sign and a big smile on her face. You know what? Look what Michael in Chicago said.
Well, he said, "I can't imagine life in Wisconsin without Larry Mueller." Aw, that's sweet.
Thank you, Michael. And I hope as you listen to the show today, we're having a lot of fun here today. But it's all some serious business.
It's very serious, actually.
Your gift right now, very popular, powerful, really makes a difference. At WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Thanks so much for joining in today on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're talking today with Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. We're talking about the June-July issue, but I hope you'll join in. Maybe you've got thoughts about a previous issue. Maybe you have a suggestion for Mike about a potential story for our Wisconsin. Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234 or email to talk@WPR.org. Love to hear from you. Jeff Wilson, Mike, is a retired wildlife technician with some great stories to tell. We actually interviewed him June 28th of 2023, so it's a while back. We interviewed him, but he has a story in the magazine about a bear that enjoys TV.
Jeff Wilson worked as a wildlife technician for 30 years with the Wisconsin DNR. He didn't want to become a biologist because that sounded a little bit too much like he would be sitting at a desk. A technician would be hands-on, and he was right. I think across 30 years he trapped and moved about 300 bears. He and his wife, Terry Dalton, have a cabin out in the middle of 14,000 acres of water on the Turtle Flambeau flowage. He's an interesting character, full of stories. And the thing I like about talking with Jeff is he'll be telling you a story, and he'll launch off on some digression. And before he does, he says, "Excuse me while I introduce it. I interrupt myself." So Jeff shared a story here about one of his official jobs with these bears. He worked out of Park Falls in Mercer, and during the 1980s, he got a call from Harold Schmoody, the game warden in Northern Iron County at that time. And the story was an elderly woman who lived in Montreal near Hurley called him and said, called in a for help, saying a bear had entered her home. Is what actually in the house? And so Jeff figured he better saddle up and get out there and see her. So he pulls up to this house in a small neighborhood, which used to be in this mining community where the miners had lived, and kind of a little urban area that grew up in the trees. And he sees a back door torn off of the house. So he gingerly walks up to it and says, "Hello," and here comes Marge Barron, and she tells him the story. The door had been torn off by a bear, and what happened was it was summertime, and she had a couple of tabby cats there with her, and she fed the cats in the kitchen, and cats like to come and go in this small neighborhood as they please, so she had the door cracked one evening, and the cats could come in, get their food, and go back outside. And Marge had finished her own dinner and repaired to the living room, and she turned on television because she wanted to watch her favorite show. And at that time in the 1980s, there was a detective drama called Hunter with Fred Dreyer, and he had his sidekick, Dee Dee McCall, and they worked on the mean streets of L.A. chasing down the criminals. And he'd get beat up, and he'd get wounded, and he would be just right at the edge of death, but somehow he always came through, he and Dee Dee, and they foiled the bad guys, and they'd do it all in less than an hour. So Marge settled back to watch television, and she thought maybe she heard something out in the kitchen. She figured the cats were making a little noise, and she watched for a while. And during commercial break, she was sitting in her living room and sensed something, maybe a little presence. Turned over her shoulder, and there on his haunches behind her is a bear, a really big bear, appearing to be watching Hunter over her shoulder silently.
She sitting up on his haunches.
Yeah. She leaps up and screams. The bear is a really big one. He's shocked. He goes flying out the door and takes the door half with him. And that's why Jeff had to come to the house.
Oh, my gosh.
So Jeff, we better handle this one. During his entire history, he'd only had, with those hundreds of bears, he's only seen two of them come into homes, and those homes were unoccupied. So he set a trap, And he thought the bear had been sufficiently scared away by Marge's howling. He didn't really figure he'd see that bear. But he set the trap. And then the very next day, she called him all excited. The bear was back. He was in the trap, and he'd gotten him. So he went out there, and he picked up the bear to move him 30 miles. And he said, yeah, in 30 years of doing this, only two had come in, but others had come in. But to his knowledge, none of them had had an interest in Hunter on TV. And if they had, maybe, you know, he'd seen see a few more of those. Jeff is full of those stories. And people like this, I'll try to do this quickly. He's one of our photographers who takes, we work with 40-odd photographers here that do wonderful work, is Jeff Richter. He was many years in Wisconsin Trails Magazine when that was up and running. He worked a little bit with Jeff. Jeff had a very large bear trapped, and so they were going to move it. Jeff went over to help in Mercer, and so this bear had been anesthetized, had been knocked out with a hypo needle to get him into the trap, and they could handle him. Now they were going to take the bear, weigh him, tag him for research, and move him along. Well, they had guessed a little thin on how much juice it would take to put this bear to sleep, and the bear starts waking up. And he's loose because they're handling him, and he starts wobbling, walking down the road. The 4th of July parade is cranking up in Mercer with the Boy Scouts is a block away from the Ranger Station, cranking up, and the band is about to go, and Jeff, the photographer, they get shovels and kind of guide the bear away from the downtown. I love stories like this.
That would have worked well for my high school parade because we were the Big Baby Knock Black Bears.
There you go.
Oh, man. Mike Vito, our guest today. We're having some fun. That's a great story. And it's kind of I always like to sit down with Mike because we have a lot of fun talking about the stories from our Wisconsin magazine. And we have a lot of stories here on Wisconsin Public Radio. In the last couple of minutes to the top of the hour here, I wanted to mention your support, really important.
Absolutely. And today is the day to stand up and be counted on this one-day drive. The WPR programs that you and so many others rely on are possible only when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public media, we're facing some challenges here, but WPR has a source of strength in you and the power of your support. In fact, Wisconsin is where public broadcasting began, and generations of members have made WPR the reliable service it is today. And this is the moment to carry it forward. Invest right now in this program and all the other programs you enjoy with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And where else are you going to hear about TV watching bears? I mean, really. These are the kinds of conversations, and more serious ones, of course, that you can count on with WPR.
We're listener supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
Support the programs that you count on. Become a sustainer. Make ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or credit card.
Month after month, you'll be supporting the programs you love, and you know what? You're going to feel great about it. So pick an amount that works for you, let's say $10 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And how do you know when it's time to donate to WPR?
Well, if you're listening right now, hello. You're listening right now, and as entertaining as Larry and I and Mike are, it is a drive, and so, you know, we appreciate you listening, and that means that you probably should think about giving right now. This is our June one-day member drive, end of the budget for us. So your contribution of whatever works for you will really help.
And it's easy to do, as I have been mentioning here. It starts, though, with you. You choose the amount and then go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. We'll be talking more with Mike Bino after this look at the news. But if you haven't contributed, do it right now, WPR.org. Great to have you along here on WPR News. Larry Mealer here. Jill Nadeau joins in, and she comes in and out as we move along.
No way. I'm staying here. It's too hot.
We're talking with Mike Bino today about our Wisconsin magazine. I see we've got Katie from Sugar Camp with something to tell us about. And you can join in, too, and we'll give you some information about that as we move along. We're in our one-day member drive, though, and it's one day, and we have it's an ambitious plan to raise the entire member drive's worth of donations in just one day.
Yep, we've done it before. We could do it again, folks. Your gift now is really important. Listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs, so donate now, and you'll help make the one-day drive a success, meaning more of the news, conversations, and entertainment that you value. It's a great time to give. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it just takes a couple of minutes. So tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
That's right. It just takes a few minutes to support the station that you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Funding for public media has certainly been in the news a lot recently, and we want you to know that while all funding is important, voluntary listener contribution make up the largest and most reliable source of funding for WPR.
And that means that your support is vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important it is, make your gift at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
You can turn on the radio every day without an upfront charge and enjoy hours of news, in-depth conversations, the Larry Mealer Show, great entertainment, classical music. WPR is available to everybody because listeners like you help cover the costs.
That's right. So join in today. Become a member with your first ever gift of $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio's budget year is coming to an end. It's an important time to close out this year successfully and start the next one strong. Why is the WPR budget important?
Morning edition.
This American Life. 1A.
Bullseye. On point.
Chapter a day.
Code switch.
All things considered.
Snap judgment.
Latino USA.
Fresh air.
The People's Pharmacy.
Wisconsin Today. The World.
Marketplace. Wait, don't tell me.
Radiolab. Science Friday.
Your gift right now makes news and information available to Wisconsin. Here's how to donate.
You can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 during the Larry Mealer Show.
That's
which
right.
Wasn't mentioned about
that's
the
right, Larry.
Shows.
I think we need to talk to somebody about that. I cannot believe they didn't mention us because we're awesome, as are our listeners.
As are our listeners, and as you are. And I know you're going to be really feeling good about yourself when you donate. Listener support, it's our biggest source of funding, and that's why your gift, $10 a month, $100 a month, whatever you choose, it does have an important impact.
It certainly does, and now is the time. Give while you're thinking about it. It just takes a few minutes to make your contribution to WPR.
And you can give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Just takes a few minutes, and you'll have a good feeling of supporting the programs you value.
That's right. And the headphone-wearing WPR Badger is back. It's now on one of those koozie cozies. Keep your drink cold and your hands dry with this handy and attractive WPR cozy. Ask for yours when you give $5 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm going for both the gifts the tote bag and the koozies. That you get that for $20 a month.
Yeah, $20 a month, or if you want to pay for the whole thing up front, you can do that too.
I just pay the whole thing up front because since I talk myself into donating every single time.
It's really cute. You know, it's blue and it's orange and it's just, it pops. And of course, it's got that wonderful little headphones on the badger because badgers will listen to Wisconsin Public Radio above all else.
Look what Brittany said.
Oh, she said she's in
Aliva.
Aliva, okay. I laugh with Larry Mueller almost daily. WPR makes my days brighter. Well, thank you, Brittany. That's lovely.
You know how Aliva got its name?
No.
It was an elevator town. It had, and the sign broke.
Oh, no. Seriously?
And all was left was Aliva out of elevator, and I don't think this is a true story. And the sign, something happened to the sign, and what was left was Aliva.
I like it.
So they just left the name.
It's unique.
You learn something new every day, or maybe it's a falsehood. Mike Beano may well know, by the way.
I bet you he does.
You can make a difference, but contribute now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Mike, is that story? Mike Beano with us from our Wisconsin magazine. Do you know if that story's true?
It certainly is an elevating story. Like I said before, you learn a lot when you open this mail. And Larry, you know, you're a fountain of knowledge.
Well, I'm a fountain of something sometimes.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to be rude.
Katie and Sugar Camp has something for us. I want to get Katie on. Katie, thanks a lot for waiting. What have you got to tell us?
Well, I just wanted to let you guys know that my husband and I have been longtime subscribers to our Wisconsin magazine. I've been reading it for years. And in the February-March issue this year, there were a couple of wonderful articles about day trips that one could take up north. We're about as far north as you can get unless you want to swim in Lake Superior. But we actually had to go west toward Minneapolis. But we took the trip up to Oseo to go to the Norske's Nook, that the fabulous pie place. Had the best pie we've ever had in our lives. And then from there, we went to Nelson, went to this absolutely amazing Italian deli / Italian grocery store. It was just unbelievable. And then from there, we went up to Pepin, had a wonderful overnight stay in a darling B&B right on the water. And there's a fabulous winery up there where we enjoyed dinner and, of course, went to the wine tasting and came home with about 8 bottles of souvenirs. And just had a lovely time, and it was all because of the article in our Wisconsin magazine.
Oh, great story. Katie, Mike, do you get stories like this?
Katie, thanks so much. Again, this is our little travelogue, Let's Hit the Road, with Julie and Gary Gilkey leading the way. And we're hearing more and more from people who say, we like that. Keep them coming. This one she's telling us about was Dunn County got up there along the Mississippi River. And Julie and Gary took us to all kinds of places. They took us to the Stockholm Pie Company, to the Pepin Marina. They took us to Alma. They share a little bit of the history. Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum is there in Pepin. She's from the area. Italian winery, yep. It's a great big one up there, and a beautiful place to sit down under the pergola and have a little sip of wine. And Katie, I can't tell you how happy it makes Julie Gilkey, who writes these things, 5 pages worth, when she hears people come back to her with this kind of happy feedback. And we're going to keep them coming.
Katie, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. And by the way, you can join in too. The number is 800-642-1234, or you could email us to talk@wpr.org. If you maybe you've done a trip, or maybe you've visited one of the places featured, or maybe you want to support an idea of a story that you might wind up within our Wisconsin magazine. So 800-642-1234, email to talk@wpr.org. You know, there's a story this time that I thought, I have not heard of anything like this. There's a couple in Hazelhurst who are taking the time to restore old gravestones, and why they do it. And talk about that, Mike.
Yeah, they're known as the Stone Warriors. They're a couple, Heidi Marie and Leo Berna. Okay, Leo's 81. He's a Vietnam veteran, and Heidi is, you know, Heidi's his wife there, and they decided to take it on themselves to do a little public service. They'd noticed that some of the grave markers, the stones in some of these cemeteries, are a little bit in rough condition. I mean, like maybe a flat one that's at the surface of the soil could be a little overgrown. You could have some moss, some lichen, some algae from the air on them. And some of these names, dates, messages are becoming obscured and forgotten. And they thought that was a shame. Maybe there are no family members around anymore to take care of these gravestones, so they took it on themselves to do it, and they got their dog, their service dog Achilles. He's a German Shepherd, and they go out as part of the small fraternity of volunteers who voluntarily take care of the stones. Now they're not doing anything like structurally, like moving them or leaning them or anything like that. They're just cleaning. And there is a way to do this and a way not to do it. No power washers, no wire brushes, metal scrapers, abrasive scrubbing pads, Scotch-Brite pad. That kind of stuff can scar the stone, and you don't want to do that. Harsh chemicals like bleach and others can do some damage. You got to steer clear of that. So there's a process here. And they have their water sprayers and their toothbrushes, cotton swabs. They work with plastic, not metal. They're wearing gardening gloves. Everything's soft bristle. And they hand pumps with their water. And they go around and quietly work with their dog. People will stop and ask them, what are you doing? And they'll explain it. That sounds like a good idea. Okay. They are willing to travel up to 100 miles if somebody cannot tend the stones for their family. They're willing to do that. And Leo always, when he works on the on a stone of a veteran, make sure to leave a penny on the veteran's gravestone when they're finished. And the significance is it means you visited them at the cemetery, so they're not forgotten. So little by little, when you watch them work, the message, the letters, the cross, everything comes back into relief, and you can see it. And the tradition with the coins, it's interesting because the different denominations represent varying levels of connection. A penny means you visited. A nickel signifies you and this deceased veteran trained together. A dime means you and the veteran served together. And a quarter shows you were there when the veteran passed. So they're keeping it up. They're doing it as volunteers. They're traveling. And maybe someday someone will do the same for them.
It's such a cool story, and I'll tell you my own story. We have sort of a family plot in Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. I think about 10 or 12 spots there, and several of them are filled. And I was visiting, and I noticed on a couple of them there were some lichens and a little moss growing, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to get some cleaning materials, and I got some... I've got some, and it's not easy. It takes work to do that, do it properly. And I was just based on nothing. I was using a soft brush, and it was a lot of work to
get
it off.
They actually have cleaning materials specifically made for gravestones. So
yeah,
just as an FYI,
I think I was using Joy or something. But it was. I thought, man, that can be a bit of work, and what a cool thing that they're doing. I loved your aside too about the different coins that can be left. Very, very cool story. You know, there's a totally different story which I liked a lot was about the American kestrel, a bird of prey, and you may see them from time to time. But there's a really nice story about kestrels in Wisconsin.
Yes, that one was done by Tom Davis, who's a well-known writer around the state, mostly with conservation and outdoors stories. We scratch the surface here. We have a little bit of everything, and so Tom handles our outdoor stuff. But he went around with the Wisconsin Natural Resources Foundation has field trips that you can go along on, where some neat stuff is happening with the environment. And Tom went along on one of these to see and participate in the banding of American kestrel chicks. Their kestrels are a small raptor, a bird of prey, more commonly known as a sparrowhawk, but they're the American kestrel. And these birds live they hatch in 54 nest boxes along a trail that's at the Buena Vista grasslands in Portage County, up around Stevens Point. The famous notable history is the famed wildlife biologist Francis Hammerstrom established this trail back in about 1968, and volunteers are keeping it up these days. Get out there, and they band the chicks, they band the young for research purposes. The female will lay six eggs, usually, and both the male and female incubate them for 30 days, and then after hatching, these birds of prey go out and find food and take turns hunting and feeding the chicks. It takes 1,000 dragonflies a week for a brood of five chicks. So that's going on, and the neat part about this is there's generations of people that get out there as volunteers and help these birds. Tom met three of them, Janet Briley and Amber Eschenbach of Amherst Junction, give their time, come on out and help the biologists with the research there. And if you want to, Central Wisconsin Kestrel Research, it's a nonprofit organization, they will allow you to adopt a nest box at wisconsinkestrels.org. And if you want to learn about the field trips and go along, you can, through Facebook, you can get to the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin.
Pretty darn cool. Mike Bino, our guest today of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Jill Nadeau joins in as well because we're in our one-day member drive, and your support powers this program, the news, the conversations, all the information you count on.
That's how WPR works. The people who use it are the largest source of funding for it.
And it's just one-day drive, and if you've been thinking, well, I could wait till tomorrow, it'd be nice if you could do it today. You could probably donate tomorrow, too. But
well, we'll take it, but
today is the day. Give now, make a one-day drive a success at WPR.org or at 888 202 2552.
Our new budget year begins on July 1st with this member drive. We are trying to start the year in solid financial shape and with the resources to serve you and your community with the essential service that you count on. So thank you for helping with your gift right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On the Larry Mueller Show, we focus on how to make your life better every day. We have practical advice to topics that affect your community. We talk about wildlife. We talk interesting things going on at the university and in the state, health issues, consumer, even sports once in a while.
We do. And we also talk about, you know, we have books on. We have all kinds of different things besides advice, too. So, and today we've got Mike Bino, who's always good at telling a story and very interesting things about Wisconsin. And you make our show possible when you join in the conversation and with your financial support. Your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 keeps interesting conversations available to everyone.
And a great way to support WPR is by becoming a sustaining member. You'll be making ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
And many people give $10 to $20 a month, so you choose whatever amount is right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Can't get enough of the WPR headphone-wearing badger? Now he's on a koozie. What is a koozie?
I don't know. I've never heard that word before.
It's where you put your ice-cold beverage of choice. You put it inside the koozie, and you just lift up the koozie, and you know how to drink. I don't need to tell you that.
Ask for your WPR Badger koozie when you give $5 a month or more at WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jill Nadeau. And your support during our drive, our one-day drive, makes this show and a lot more possible. And your gift could be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
When you become a regular listener to WPR, you took an important first step. Well, now you need to take the next step and become a financial supporter.
That's a very important step because WPR relies on listener support. And, by the way, it's easy to donate. So decide how much you'd like to give, $10 a month, $120. That's a great starting point. And then make your gift. It just takes a couple minutes.
That's right. And if you're a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by maybe $5 or $10 a month. Whatever you choose is the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Gary in Amherst says, I can't go through the day without sharing something I learned from Larry Mueller. I love it.
Join with your gift right now. Powerful really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Taking a look at Our Wisconsin Magazine and what's going on in the June and July issue with Mike Bino. Mike is editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. Always fun to have him with us. And maybe you've got a story you want to share or maybe a question. I tell you what, give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to talk@wpr.org. Betsy in LaPointe emailed to recommend the people who keep the Plainfield Cemetery's tombstones clean be careful about the really old limestone ones. That's probably something that I'm sure the people who are doing that cleaning know all about. Mike, I really enjoyed the article. I wanted to be sure that we talked about it. Ed the Diver.
Yes.
Keeping waterways around our state clean and doing some amazing work and even found love while doing it.
A mermaid?
Mike?
That's the story I love best in this issue, and I'm glad you brought that up, Larry. And we will get to Ed the Diver because he's a lot of people's hero right about now. But I just wanted to say a word here about the one-day pledge drive. That's a heck of a hill to climb, but I have every confidence in the world that you're going to do this. You're going to hit your goal in this one day, and that's because of the power that is the community. of Wisconsin Public Radio. Our Wisconsin magazine brings people together. It's a community. Well, Wisconsin Public Radio's listeners is a strong community, and that is demonstrated by this preposterous business model called trust, okay, and reliance in the power of that community. Larry, if you and I went to a bank and said, we have a business idea here, we're going to start a radio station, maybe even a network, and we're going to do news, music, conversation, and we're going to do it to the best of our ability, and it'll be so good people just pay us, what would that banker say? That's what he'd say.
Yep.
Okay? But guess what? Since 1971, this business model of trusting the listeners to come forward and support this has worked. It has worked in spades for more than 50 years, and I'm sure that it's going to happen again for you today in this one-day pledge drive. I think everybody should pick up the phone and call. Give them that phone number, please.
It is 800-888. I'm sorry, it's 888-202-2552, or go to WPR.org. Oh, that's great.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And now we need to talk about Ed the Diver, who really is my hero. This is my favorite story in the magazine. So Ed the Diver, in the online world, is trending right now. He's a guy from Marinette, who sometimes gets down around Green Bay, but he was out fishing with his children along the Menominee River one spring, and as they call it, shoulder-to-shoulder combat fishing when the walleyes are running, and he's teaching his kids how to fish. And he's hooking up his lures, and these lures are expensive things, these colorful Rapalas. I mean, you can pay 8, 10, 12, a musky plug you can pay 25 or more for.
Yep.
And his tackle box is getting empty because his kids are hooking them up and breaking it off, and so they're tying on new ones. He's tying on new ones pretty soon. My tackle box is empty. I decided to go get my lures back. So he wades in with his waders and starts plucking some of these off the logs. And it kind of occurred to him, he was finding so many, he could start a little cottage business, maybe reselling some of these. But he got into it in the summertime because he's a scuba diver, and he started looking. Well, goes under the water, and he's picking up these lures, and he starts noticing all the trash that flows into the water over the years, you know, name it, litter. But you find pieces of old docks. You find someone's tackle box. You find cell phones. You find a cooler. You find wrenches, golf balls, sometimes a toilet, toys, wallets, everything. Just flows. Some people lose their clothes when they're, you know, getting towed with a tube. So he made it his job, his volunteer job, to start cleaning up the waterways. And some of the things I just mentioned, he finds. He produces videos with his GoPro camera on his head of himself down there picking these lures. It looks like somebody picking berries off a bush. And finding things in the water that he brings up, started with a boogie board, put a container on the boogie board. That wasn't big enough. He tows a kayak. He cleans the stuff out of the water. Now, people around the state of Wisconsin have been calling him to marinas and to – he's been up here in Minocqua, right outside the bridge, Highway 51, to come and clean up their waterways. He comes, and – outside Minocqua, he found a couple of cash drawers underneath the bridge. I shudder to think what that was all about. He found that. He told me when I talked to him, in 2 hours' time, Fox River in Green Bay, he collected 27 broken off anchors from fishing boats that have lost them over the years in 2 hours. People will call him to come and find their cell phone, and he'll do that for a small charge if they know about where it landed. If he finds them on his own, he tries to start them up, and if he can get them going, he'll try to find the owner to return it to him. So removing garbage, that's just volunteer. He and a friend in a year found 16,000 lures. They cleaned them up and they sell them by the trayful. Mostly what's going on here is people want him for personal appearances, and they're sponsoring him. He's got sponsors all over the state, from large law firm down to Meatsky's Quality Meats and Pound, which is near Lena. That's Oconto County, if you don't know where that is. But he's become absolutely a celebrity. But, yeah, what he found, he mentioned finding love. He found Barbie. He was diving beneath the dam at Shawano, and he came up with a Barbie doll with matted hair, and he cleaned up Barbie, and he's selling things online. Well, I'll auction off Barbie. Well, he got a bid from a lady in Green Bay for over $1,200 for Barbie. So
I think it was going for a good cause, the money.
It's going for a good
charity.
Cause.
She bid it up to $1,225 bucks. He hand delivered Barbie in a tackle box with a Little Mermaid plaque to Christy Barlament in Green Bay, and then they decided to go out for dinner. And they did that a few more times, and he proposed marriage, and now she's his fiance, and she's working on the business side of she's got good business acumen, and Ed the Diver's story continues. Look him up on Facebook, Ed the Diver, and you can see some of these videos. Again, they're fascinating, watching what's down there and watching what he finds and comes up with.
It is really, really cool, and he's making really good use of social media on that, and has gotten himself quite a following, for sure.
Yeah, Charlie Behrens went diving with him. I think that was the last one I saw. A few jokes were getting cracked out there.
You think?
Oh, man. I want to go back to Oliva for a minute, because outdoor writer Dan Small, an old good friend, emailed a link to Wisconsin Historical Society information about the origin of Oliva, Wisconsin, named by R.P. Goddard of Mondovi. Believe the name was taken from a French village. A grain elevator had been erected by the railroad tracks. Only the first five letters had been painted when the scaffold were left for the winter season.
Oh.
And newcomers assumed that the uncompleted name of the elevator was the town's name. The name caught on and before long was substituted for the original name, New Chicago.
Well, which was very unimaginative.
I like Oliva a whole lot better than I like New Chicago as a name.
I love it.
For it. So, and thanks, Dan Small, for sending that along to us. Appreciate it very much. Oh, man. If you visited the Mabel Tainer Theater, it's in Menominee. I've been there. I can tell a little story about that, but the story that is told in our Wisconsin magazine, Mike, is a great one. Mabel Tainer Theater, talk about it.
Okay, yeah, that was part of our Let's Hit the Road travelogue for up around Dunn County. Mabel Tainer Theater, it dates to 1889. It looks like a castle, and it's in downtown Menominee, and it's on the National Register of Historic Places, and it was made in the memory of Andrew and Bertha Tainter. They built this in memory of their daughter, Mabel, who loved music and arts and all things beautiful, and she died at age 19 in 1886. So they built this lavish Victorian-era performing arts and cultural center, which it is today, from Dunnsville Sandstone in the area. It's very impressive, and locally they call it the Mabel. It's been lovingly preserved, and it truly is a destination. The architecture, beside that castle architecture, the interior has got a marble stairwell, brass fixtures, leaded stained glass windows, intricately carved woodwork, gold accents, and it's been very well restored, very well cared for, and there are events there all the time. Look up the Mabel online, and you can get find out all the events. But it is really a treasure worth seeing.
It is indeed.
Beautiful.
Now, I'll have a story about it, but at first, I have been reminded that we are in a one-day member drive, and Larry has not been watching the clock as well as he should.
No, he has not, Larry.
So I want to do it right now, and today is the only day we'll be on air asking for your support.
That's right, and while that means more of your favorite programs, yay, it also means that we need to raise an entire drive's worth of donations in just one day. Your gift now is so important, so make the one-day drive a success when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Like every nonprofit, WPR has a budget year, and the new year for us begins on July 1st, and that's why your gift today is so important. It gets us ready to carry out our mission, or missions, I guess, of service to you and your community for today and years to come. So thank you for your gift of any amount right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we've been talking to Mike Bino from our Wisconsin magazine about all the wonderful stories that are in it, and they're all about Wisconsin. And so's WPR. We're all about Wisconsin. These are the kind of conversations that you can count on from Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're listener-supported, and that means that your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Make the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
You might think that you don't have to support WPR because somebody else is. Well, WPR has been around for years because thousands of people have made the decision to support something that's important to them.
That's right. And that's this program and all the other programs that are so important for you. Now's the time for you to make your decision. Many first-time donors give 10 or 20 bucks a month. You choose what works best for you, and then give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our one-day drive. Larry Mueller with Jill Nadeau. Join in with your gift right now because our essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
And I don't know about you, Larry, but I always like to get more than what I pay for. Love those sales, etc. Well, WPR is one place where that's true every single day. So why don't you consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs that you love?
$2 a day makes a lot of the news and information, this program in particular, possible. And you know, $2 a day, that's $60 a month. And you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And don't forget about the headphone-wearing WPR Badger. It's now on a cozy. Keep your drink cool, your hands dry with this handy and attractive cover for your cans. Ask for yours when you give $5 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And become a sustaining member. Easy to set up those convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Robert in Cross Plains says, Larry Mueller is a treasured Wisconsin institution. You could probably get a tax break, Larry, if you're an institution, and has been responsible for much of the information I use to outsmart my friends. Oh, Robert, I love you.
I bet he knows how to pronounce cozy. That's probably one of the reasons why
he pronounces it cozy, because that's what it's called. Anyway.
Why don't you not give a gift right now? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Great to have you along today for WPR News. Larry Mueller here. We're talking with Mike Beno, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, and we're having some fun talking with him about the many stories, and been great to hear from folks around the state, too, who have their own comments about shows, about the stories you find in the magazine. It's always fun when Mike comes by. I was interested in the recurring column, How I Met My Spouse. And this usually features something weird happening. In this case, there's a story about a blind date and a lot of written letters.
Well, interesting. You know, that is one of the biggest files we have in here. People, we prompt people with some ideas for what they might want to write about, and we have a very thick file of stories on How I Met My Spouse. I think we could do a whole book on this. This is a couple that we're talking about. We're talking about the couple with the shoebox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a gentleman who He turned 21 in 1960. He enlisted in the Army. He came home to Milwaukee briefly. His brother set him up on a blind date, and a girl named Jan, and he dated a few times, but, you know, the timing wasn't great. He was heading back off to his military assignment, and a 3-year commitment, and, you know, she decided she was going to write to him anyway, and he was going to write back. And, you know, he came out of the 3 years of service. He's 24. He hadn't done well in school. He had no home, no car, really no career prospects. But this young lady believed in him, and she decided that she was going to marry him. He proposed. He didn't have prospects, as I said. She worked full-time as a secretary, and he attended Whitewater on the GI Bill. Well, as it turned out, they raised 3 children, had good careers, all of that. And the correspondence they sent back and forth those years when he was in the military filled 2 shoeboxes, packed tightly together, saved every one of those. Ralph Clements and Jackson did, and wrote in and told us about it. What's interesting about these stories is I'll get stories that'll be 4 or 5 pages long, and they will go on and on and on and tell us wonderful things about the person, but you'll never get the person's first name. It's as if, you know it. You, the reader, know the person's first name. And that's common. And what we'll do is call back and fill in the holes with our questions and, as I said, present it, help them tell the story and present it in the magazine in a way people will be able to pick up on it.
I think those are always fun. You never know. It's oftentimes it's just chance.
Yeah. And sometimes it's bold chance. We got one from a lady who in the 60s had her eye on a young man at a dance, weekly dance, and she'd kind of look at him, and it went on. Finally, the guy wasn't saying, he was looking at her, he wasn't saying anything. So he was walking past the table. She stuck out her leg and tripped him. She tripped him and started talking to me. Are we ever going to dance? He says, sure. Do you want a waltz? Waltz? How cheesy is that? This is the 60s. How cheesy is that? They end up getting married. Right. You can't dream some of that stuff up.
You can't indeed. You know, we haven't said a word about the photography in our Wisconsin.
Gorgeous.
I really think we need to do that, Mike, because every issue is so many beautiful photos and interesting photos.
Well, thanks for that. Yeah, as I may have mentioned before, we work with about 40 or more professional photographers. Now, the magazine is build, as we've said, with material from neighbors, snapshots from neighbors, short stories from neighbors. But for the covers and for a photo essay of 11 pages in the middle, including a three-page panographic, you need some people who have invested in a whole lot of good glass. And they're out there. These photographers are covering the state, and seasonally they will turn in their submissions to us. And we've been blessed with, well, on the cover of the June-July issue, we have Jim Kepnick of Oshkosh, who's got a beautiful fireworks display over Lake Winnebago. You turn to that panographic. We have Rob Resnick. He's also of Oshkosh with his drone look over Roberts Lake near Wabino at sunset on a pontoon cruise. Suzanne von Schroeder opens the issue with a beautiful shot of the Namekagon River. It goes on and on. The readers tell us over and over they love this color, and as I've said in the past, I'm responsible for the boring gray stuff that goes around those beautiful pictures. But you know what? I'm glad it's there to support us. So yeah. Thanks, Larry. We go for a lot of color here.
Yeah. Got to have both, Mike. Got to have both.
Mike, and it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. And our Wisconsin Magazine if you have not taken a look at it, please do. You're going to be entranced with it. Mike Bino, editor of our Wisconsin Magazine, and Jill Nadeau is never short on words. I'll tell you that for free. And she has a few words for us on our June One Day member drive. Your support is really important.
It absolutely is. Today is the day to stand up and be counted. On this one-day drive, WPR programs that you and so many others rely on are possible when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public media is facing some challenges, and WPR has a source of strength in you and the power of your support. In fact, Wisconsin is where public broadcasting began. Generations of members have made WPR the reliable service it is today, and this is the moment to carry it forward. Invest in this program. You'll count on it for years to come with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Just think about all the things that we talked about today, all the things we talk about every day, and that goes for all the other shows that you can reliably listen to every weekday, every week day on your radio, on your phone, on your web, internet, whatever. You can listen to them anywhere now. That's wonderful. There's all this information out there for you to get, and it's free. Now, these are the kinds of conversations that you can count on from Wisconsin Public Radio.
We are listener-supported, and that means your donation at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then make your gift.
And if it works for you, become a sustainer. You choose a monthly gift amount that comes from your bank account or credit card, and it'll continue for as long as you'd like it to.
Because WPR is one of those things you never want to live without. Make your support ongoing with a sustaining gift. It's convenient and flexible as well. Get started now at $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
That's right. Thank you for being a WPR listener, and thank you to everyone who's already a member. It's listener support, your support, that makes WPR an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and beyond.
And you might make this your first, if you're a first-timer, make your first-ever gift $10 or $20 a month.
That's right.
WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you are a sustaining member, well, thank you very much. Increase it. $5 or $10 a day, everything seems to be going up, Larry.
Yes, it is, including my blood pressure at times. when I forget what I'm supposed to be talking about, giving money. You know what? We have a lot of fun on this show.
We do, Larry.
There's, you know, about five of us that work every day to make these 2 hours a day possible. We have so much fun bringing this show to you, and I hope you enjoy listening to it, and I hope you'll support us with your gift right now. It's very powerful. It really makes a difference for not only our show, but all of the shows that you enjoy here at WPR. So thinking about it, now's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your contribution. Thank you so much, and stay with us. Lots in store here right through the day on WPR News.